Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Sprouts. You're listening to CJSF 90.1. I am Bruno.
I am Bradley.
And I am Tona.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How about that fog? That fog is crazy.
Yo, I cannot see that fog. Oh, my gosh.
It's terrifying. You know, I was walking home and I recorded a video of the playground behind our high school.
It's probably
and it is terrifying. It is terrifying, and I think I was recording it, and then in the video you can hear me panting, so it looks like Silent Hill footage. Like it was something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was on a car yesterday. My grandpa drove me back home from a concert that was at a school.
Yeah.
And the fog was so thick you couldn't see like 20 meters fast. So it's like, you could crash any second.
I was hanging out with my friend, yeah, and they just, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
I couldn't find them. It was so scary.
So thick.
It was so scary.
Welcome to Canada.
Welcome to Canada.
Yeah.
You know, for any people that are listening that aren't in Canada.
Isn't around the region
welcome
here?
To Canada. Well, the internet exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. That's very true.
Anyway.
True.
Yeah.
We got songs. And we got a pretty good selection. And we got a very interesting topic today. Today we're going to be talking about cringe. What is cringe? What does it mean to be cringy? What does it even mean? What are you even saying to me, Tona? What are you even talking about? What are you even saying to me? Explain yourself, right?
Oh, no.
We will talk about this later.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I'll settle this before we go to the song break.
Yeah. Yep. We'll settle this.
This first song is Someone to Me by Soft Cult off of See You in the Dark.
We hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Sick to my stomach.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1. You're listening to The Sprout in the great city of Burnaby. Burnaby counts as a city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know my
Geography.
Municipalities? Oh, yeah. Is that how you would say that?
I have absolutely no idea.
I love how that word sounds.
So, yeah.
Municipality.
Those last two songs you just heard are Holy Ghost by Rattlesnake Milk and When I Kicked You Out of the Band by Flory.
Flory.
Yeah. It's a unique song.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it has this very... It's got a bit of like this kind of like folky quality. I love the warbly vocals. I think it has a lot of like charm to it. I think there are a lot of vocals like that that are certainly in acquired taste. But there are things that I've acquired that taste. It's mine now.
I think that's good.
I think it's good. Mm-hmm. I think it's good that it's my taste specifically, and that only I can have it because that's how music works. Anyway, we want to talk about. Okay.
I love this chair so much. It's so so. Oh my gosh.
We're gonna talk about cringe. What cringe actually means? Mm-hmm. What it's actually been defined as? Because the way that I've come to understand it is it's honestly just something that makes people uncomfortable. In some way, it is an uncomfortable feeling. It is that thing you get when you make like a bad social choice. And
oh my gosh,
we are just
okay.
We're all tired. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're all tired. It's a fog. The fog's getting to me.
It's getting in my nerves.
It's getting in your nerves.
All over my.
All
over me. Yeah.
Uh huh. Anyway, I was saying that it's like. I want to ask what you guys thought about, how you guys remember interacting with things that are cringy, or how it was kind of brought up to you, just to explore that topic a little more. Because I think it's interesting, especially in music.
I'm sorry, my chair. Why don't I go to that chair?
You're good.
Yeah, okay. I'm just not going to move. All right. What about you, Bradley? What do you think about cringe?
For cringe? For, like, musical world? I think the first thing that comes to mind is the song, like a song that either the chords, the melodies, or the rhythms, or anything like that, is cringy. I can't really think of a song off the top of my head that I remember listening to that I thought was cringe. And to be fair, my brain is pretty tired from last night. From doing a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, but for off the top of my head, I can't really think of a song that I remember.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I guess the thing I like to explore is like why people find things cringy and what that actually means in terms of taste. I would never like describe a song as cringy because that's very much just like a taste thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very much something that some people like and some people don't. But I think the term cringe specifically, it's used almost as an insult. That's why I don't like using it.
Yeah.
It's a criticism, but also it's a really vague criticism because. There's certainly a lot of music that's out there and that pushes boundaries in a lot of ways that people find, I think, definitely uncomfortable because it's unfamiliar. That's what makes things cringy. That's what makes people uncomfortable about music or art. It is unfamiliar. What I think is interesting about cringe, the term, is that back then, let's say go back to the 1800s or in the 1800s, I want to say early 1900s, in the world of classical music, like expressionism was starting to like get very popular, and that was so taboo. People had riots
over
people would freak out over music, say that it's not art, say that this isn't music as we know it today.
Really?
You've done your research.
Oh yeah. Well, my sister goes. I'm talking about this with my sister.
So, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I also just think it's interesting, right? But people would condemn it in every sense of the word. Just hate it, and they would like hate this. This expression, and they didn't see it as art. They didn't see it as a form of expression,
mm-hmm.
which I think is so interesting. It's the same thing that happened with punk and later on in the 70s, right? Like with, it was also very much hated. Like the Sex Pistols, they were like a band that was completely reviled by most critics because it didn't sound like music, because they couldn't play, they couldn't sing. But it was never the interesting thing about that band in particular is that they were never trying to make the music.
They're just trying to be themselves.
They were trying to be themselves, and they had something to say. They had something to say, and that means that kind of expanded the way that the music as an art form was understood.
So yeah, for me, the cringe part, it's like a feeling itself. So it's really difficult to explain. I can't like bring out the words to explain this really. But some people may take cringe as like a new style. Like
yeah,
maybe people thought like, let's say some kind of genre was cringy, but now it's like mainstream because people view that as their own style, like something new.
Something to adopt.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not like anything main. They went their own way. That may feel cringy.
Because it's unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm. It's unfamiliar, but it might sound like something completely new. So
to some other people, yeah.
Yeah. It's really difficult.
I think the term cringe is definitely something that's newer and speaks to a form of criticism that, the way I understand it, is I just don't necessarily agree with the use of that term to describe music, because I think whenever I hear people criticize music that is cringy, it's because it's being authentic.
Yeah,
you know. So that happened with the emo music in the early 2000s, right, or emotional hardcore, or whatever you want to call it. It was made fun of a lot because it was really just so expositional.
It's nothing we've heard from before. Yeah, it's like
it was something completely foreign, and it was something that was really uncomfortable to sit through. And I think that's what happens with art, is that it has a bit of a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the first one that came to mind for me was country. A lot of people like hate on country music and all that, and like everyone has their own taste and all that, and like acquired taste kind of thing. I guess it really depends on the song from country genre.
I don't know a lot about country, but I can only imagine that there's a lot of similarities in the ways that it's condemned. Although I do know that when most people talk about country or criticize country, it's typically the more like mainstream pop influence stuff. But really, like I think I disagree with the idea of writing off an entire genre.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, you really have to see what it's about.
Yeah.
In order to get a full taste.
I completely agree with that,
opinion about it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where my point of contention specifically with the term cringe is, because it like writes it off. Mm-hmm. People don't have riots over new kinds of music anymore.
Yeah.
If anything, we're getting more and more subgenres that are extremely niche and extremely specialized. It is one unique sound that I think has been like helped, or that effect is definitely in large part due to the internet and that kind of thing, and music being able to be shared a lot faster and with a lot of immediacy. Mm-hmm. Anyone can make music. Anyone can post music. So that means that a lot of these different forms of self-expression are being put out there for more people to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
No, go ahead.
And then anybody can literally say anything about the music or any content you post.
Like, yeah, anyone can say anything, but anyone can make anything too.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it cool.
Yeah.
That's what makes... I just think art is cool. I just think that people making things is cool. If you're being authentic, it's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. You know? So I and cringe is a lot of times associated with being uncool.
Yeah. It's like, thank you, technology. We have so much freedom now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
freedom of, like, literally opinion and freedom of making. And what was it again? Freedom of...
speech.
Well, that...
I think
are you getting at like creation or like freedom of making art or like it's more accessible being an artist is more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
to get your name out there.
It's definitely harder, right? I know I've talked to a lot of beginning artists that are like it's difficult, right? Because there's so mm-hmm. much, but I don't know. I think that's definitely a very interesting topic. And I think we'll continue it after this next song break. Whoa! Immaculate segue. Immaculate segue.
Well done, Bruno.
We're doing three songs up next. This next song is Tunnel Vision by... Doohickey Cubicle.
There we go.
Super Smeller. Hit it.